Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Stay tuned as we join
the Abbot Primate of the Benedictine Confederation, Notke Wolf, who recently returned from the Holy Land, where he travelled at the request of the German media, who asked him to comment on Pope Benedict's words there during his apostolic visit from the 8th to the 15th of May.
I was there with the German television to comment on his sermons or his talks, what he said. And it was very amazing to me. He was always seen as a man who would be, people said, against interreligious dialogue. But he showed an interreligious dialogue, how he sees it. It's not the common denominator of several ways of thinking of several religions, but he wants that they collaborate for the sake of the human being, for the freedom, for human values, for human rights. Therefore, he says we can collaborate in a number of things with the Muslims, for example, but we have to respect each other. We are different, but nevertheless, we can work together for justice and peace.
Muslims and Christians, precisely because of the burden of our common history, so often marked by misunderstanding, must today strive to be known and recognized as worshippers of God, faithful to prayer, eager to uphold and live by the Almighty decrees, merciful and compassionate, consistent in bearing witness to all that is true and good, and ever mindful of the common origin and dignity of all human persons who remain at the apex of God's creative design for the world and for history.
And the same he tried to do in Israel, but also to insist very much you have to accept also the other ones. There he was rather cautious with the Israelis, I would say, with the Jews. And for example, what was interesting in his talk at Yad Vashem, people criticized that he didn't say, I'm a German and I have all the guilt. He didn't say that I'm guilty and as a German and we are carrying on the guilt. But he had a message of hope. Let's look to the future. Let's never forget the many people who have been killed, who have been murdered.
I have come to stand in silence before this monument, erected to honor the memory of the millions of Jews killed in the horrific tragedy of the Shoah. They lost their lives, but they will never lose their names. They are indelibly etched in the hearts of their loved ones, their surviving fellow prisoners, and all souls determined never to allow such an atrocity to disgrace mankind again. Most of all, their names are forever fixed in the memory of Almighty God.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I heard that at the Yad Vashem memorial, Benedict XVI's use of language was criticized once again by some, of course. Is that so?
Because he didn't say they were murdered, he said they were killed. There was a big storm about that, which I never can understand, I must say. They have been killed. But he says they have their value because they are called by God. By their name, they are called by God. And he said in the end of his talk, let's hope, let's learn from the past so that we never do this again. So he was looking towards the future. And I must say, he tried wherever he went to create hope, to create unity, to create collaboration, to solicit people, to forgive each other. He was working for reconciliation. These are the main words or issues, I would say, and I was very much impressed by his trip there.
He was walking in a minefield, wasn't he?
Of course. That was very difficult. And people were telling he should have said this and that. I said, the next time you should write the talks of the Pope. But I think it's the Pope himself who has to do his talks. And in the end, you could see very clearly that it was not just coming out in a spontaneous way, but everything was planned to say this here, the other one there. He mentioned the Shuach still in the airport before he left.
By one of the most solemn moments of my stay in Israel, my visit to the Holocaust Memorial at Yad Vashem to pay my respects to the victims of the Shoah. There also I met some of the survivors. Those deeply moving encounters brought back memories of my visit 3 years ago to the death camp at Auschwitz, where so many Jews, mothers, fathers, husbands, wives, sons, daughters, brothers, sisters, friends, were brutally exterminated under a godless regime that propagated an ideology of anti-Semitism and hatred. That appalling chapter of history must never be forgotten or denied. On the contrary, those dark memories should strengthen our determination to draw closer to one another as branches of the same olive tree, nourished from the same roots and united in brotherly love.
So everything was balanced when he was talking, and of course in Israel he felt that he was observed. If he says a wrong word and so on, he was far more spontaneous with the Palestinians. And there he could see also the joy of the people, of the Christians there. It's a different situation. But he responded very much to their situation also, to encourage them and to insist that they also have a right to live in their own home country, and to have a country which is their own state. Although he never mentioned two states, but he said they have also the right to live in a country, in their own country.
All the walls can easily be built. We all know that they do not last forever. They can be taken down. First, so it is necessary to remove the walls that we build around our hearts, the barriers that we set up against our neighbors. By my parting words, I want to make a renewed plea for openness and generosity of spirit, for an end to intolerance and exclusion. No matter how intricate and deeply entrenched a conflict may appear to be, there are always grounds to hope that it can be resolved, that the patient, persevering efforts of those who work for peace and reconciliation will bear fruit in the end. My earnest wish for you, the people of Palestine, is that this will happen soon, and that you will at last be able to enjoy the peace, freedom, and stability that have eluded you for so long.
Are you familiar with the Holy Land?
I have been there several times because we have an abbey, the Domitian Abbey in Jerusalem. Unfortunately, the Pope didn't go there, although he was so close. He was going to the room of the Last Supper, which is just next door to the Benedictines. But we were not even allowed to watch the Pope from the top or from below because of security. I had a talk with an Israeli security man. He came to explain things. He talked only Spanish as his second language. So I was talking with him, and he told me that this is the command or the mandate by the Vatican and so on. He cannot do anything and so on. But nevertheless, we have the Benedictines there. We have also a theological school there for German-speaking theologians. They are doing a study here in the Holy Land, which is linked to Sant'Anselmo. It's dependent upon St. Anselmo and upon our theological faculty. And then they try to build up an academy of peace for the future. We are still looking, we have a foundation for that. We are still looking for money because it will cost quite something. But we have planned it, how this will go in the future, what will be the way of doing it, of handling it, what kind of courses, what kind of meetings. We have a very interesting experience at Lake Genezareth, at the place of the multiplication of the loaves, of the bread. There we have a small monastery. It's dependent upon Domitian Abbey in Jerusalem. And there they are taking care of the pilgrims, but also in summertime they have a youth camp, and a youth camp for handicapped people, young people. And without any difference, Palestinians, Israelis, so Jewish people get to know Palestinians there, and also in the end, the parents of both sides are sitting together, sharing their experiences, shedding tears together. This is something so great, where you can see peace has to grow from the grassroots. You cannot do it just that. Of course, politicians have their own job, they have to do it on top. But people have to grow together, and this can be done only at the grassroots. And that's, for me, a sign of hope.
Bad news travels faster than good news anyway, no?
Yeah. There are the bad and the good are that, like in the gospel, you have the wheat and the weeds growing together.
And our thanks there go to the Abbot Primate of the Benedictine Confederation, Notke Wolf, for sharing with us his thoughts.
Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.